Yay, we're here.
Hello,
Ethan, me.
everybody. Hi, everybody. So we are recording. Hello, everybody. We are back for another episode. This is your girl, Leia. As you already know, I have a special guest today, which is my best friend, Ife, a.k.a. Fei-Fei, or just Fei. Let's just say Fei, because I don't think she wants y'all calling her no Fei-Fei, all right?
Nah, you got to know me a little bit better.
Basically, y'all can follow her. What's your Instagram tag?
Fei the Realist, and Fei is F-A-Y-T-H-E, and then Realist is R-E-A-L-I-S-T.
Yes, y'all can follow her on Instagram, Fei the Realist. So, today, we are going to talk about healthy relationships. Yes. And I told you I was going to be a little bit more organized the last time because I was a little everywhere, you know, hot mess. So,
no, you were just starting and you were learning.
Uh-oh, y'all. I think something happened to my notes. Hold on. Give me a second. If not, we're just going to go off the top. I remember what I had in there. Okay. No, I got it. Alrighty. So we're going to start off with what makes a healthy relationship. You want to start off, Fei?
Okay. I think that was, I'm just go off the first thing that popped in my head, which was communication. I think that communication is really like, it's talked about a lot, but it's not really understood how to happen properly, you know? And I think that the other components that you need for a healthy relationship to have healthy communication is love and understanding. I think you have to move and operate within love and understanding with everything you do to really have a relationship work for you. And even when in those moments when you falter and moving in love and understanding, I think that you must, you know, go back, gain that understanding and go back and be humble and be able to love them enough to apologize and love yourself enough to know that you deserve to be heard. You deserve to express yourself.
Definitely. I agree so much. That was amazing. That's beautiful. For what I believe makes a healthy relationship, I feel like definitely empathy.
Yes. So
empathy definitely makes a healthy relationship. Also, like how you said, understanding. And definitely forgiveness. And learning the true meaning of forgiveness. And I feel like that is definitely what makes a healthy relationship, because most of the time I feel that, you know, relationships become a little unhealthy when, you know, certain people do things to make you upset in a different way, or they do something to hurt your feelings, maybe intentionally or unintentionally. And we go through it. We get, you know, we get back cool with the person, or we get back together with them, whatever we may do. And we don't actually forgive what happened. And that's what will start. And I know that's what happened with me in my past. That sounds
weird. You know, I was actually just about to say, can I speak on that?
Yeah.
That's actually something that is a fresh thing that I've just recently stopped going through. Being in a cycle of not forgiving with someone that I was having a romantic relationship with. And it's just, I think it's definitely negative in any relationship, but when it's romantic, it's I mean, come on, you have physical things involved, you know what I mean? Like, it gets real. And I think what happened was we weren't able to move and live lives with love and understanding for one another, because every time we did something that was out of character for ourselves, we felt rationalized because of all of the lack of unforgiveness that had been going, you know, back and forth between the two of us. Mm-hmm. You know, we felt, well, you know, if this person didn't apologize for that, and this person did this 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and I never forgave them, then I'm moving, you know, anything negative that I do towards them, I'm moving without understanding for them, without love. I'm moving without communicating with them. Mm-hmm. I'm moving without empathy for how my actions will affect them. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's terrible. You know what I mean? And then once you have brought that energy, once that energy has welled up inside of one person in that relationship, it just keeps being estranged. Mm. Because it's really hard to continue to operate in a space of love and understanding and to want to communicate with the person once they haven't done that for you.
Definitely.
It's really hard to want to. So eventually, and I think that's what happened to me, was I was trying to do that and I'm like, it's not being reciprocated. Mm-hmm. But I still kept trying. Which is, that was where you go wrong. Like, you got to be like, I don't want to be in this cycle with you. Yeah. I don't want to allow you to turn my love angry and bad and negative and unforgiving and bitter.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it comes to. That's what you have to realize. Once you ignore certain things that you need in the beginning, it has the potential
to fester
and become something that you never intended.
Yeah,
you know,
that's very true.
And
that's
so very true. Forgiveness, I'm so glad you said that. So like, that's literally like the issue that I think everything stemmed from in that situation that I was just referring to, honestly. Yeah. I think that's really big. It's really big because, like I said, it takes away those other three components. You're unable to have those three healthy components, the mm-hmm. communication, the love, the understanding, when you do not forgive.
Definitely. And I feel like that's what happens. We all get caught up in this cycle of going back and forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. We're not thinking about that forgiveness aspect. Mm-hmm. We just say, but we like this person, we love this person, we want to be with this person, so we're going to take them back for now because we're not ready to let them go. Mm-hmm. For me, if something happens, And it took me a long time to get here. I've not always been this way.
We've been growing. We've been taking our time and growing.
Yes, but you know, after being in such a long relationship, I had to really say, okay, it came to a point where I was like, I keep breaking up and making up with this person, and I'm not about to keep doing this. I'm not going to keep doing this to myself. It hurts. Mm-hmm. It's painful.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And
that's the point we all have to get to.
Yeah. And I said, listen, if I'm going to take this person back, that means I need to forgive them full-heartedly. Mm. And I'm going to move past this. I will not hold this over their head. Mm. And just because I forgive don't mean I don't forget, but I'm not going to hold this inside of my heart.
I'm not going to bring all of these past situations
exactly to the present. Exactly.
That's a quote that I actually, not that, but a quote that I made up about that because of my situations was, mm-hmm. I am living in the moment. You know, the past is no longer present. Mm-hmm. The future has yet to be here.
Hey.
You know, and so we really that's another thing that I think that can make us really miss out on life overall, but especially in these relationships, is not living in the moment. Mm-hmm. And that's what not forgiving is. It's choosing the past, you know,
the
it's
present.
Choosing the pain, it's choosing, you know, whatever went wrong over the present and over yourself and over that person, because you're not happy when you're not forgiven.
Exactly. And you gotta you gotta look at situations and literally just look them in the eye and deal with them in that moment. Like, for us mm-hmm. to, you know, sometimes it takes us a little while to process things, and that is okay.
Right.
Once you know the issue, and don't like continue to go, and you know, you don't express that to your partner. And I know sometimes we can go, and sometimes we need to go to our friends for advice. But if you have some friends that will not give you the best advice, and they're gonna hold whatever you said about your significant other over their head. Do not go to your friends, because they're not gonna give you the best advice that you need to get at that moment.
You gotta really go to somebody who has your best interest at heart at all times.
And above all, you gotta go to your partner to talk about it. And that's bringing me to another point, just how your partner takes those talks as well will tell you how healthy or toxic your relationship is. So go ahead.
I just wanted to say boundaries. Boundaries. So to piggyback off of what you were just saying, literally about how are people receiving you, you got to realize that you can't accept people who don't receive you. It's a boundary, and it's not an issue that you come across if you are setting and respecting your boundaries, because it's your responsibility to keep people who respect you and your boundaries and who listen to you around you.
Yeah.
That's what you can do. You can't predict or you cannot control how people act towards you, but you can do your best to keep only the people who choose to respect you around you. That's your part that you do in that. That's what I am currently working on myself.
Definitely. And that applies to boyfriends, friends, husbands, whatever you have.
Yes, ma'am.
Family, all of that. And if you know, you feel like a boundary is being crossed, and if you are feeling like, you know, you're internalizing something too much, you need to have those conversations. Those, sometimes they're uncomfortable, but they're necessary. And you have to have those conversations and just be honest. And I know it's hard. It's not easy to have those conversations. It never is. But if you really love those people, you're going to have to do it. And, you know, sometimes you may not get the best reactions, or you may be scared to have those conversations because you don't know the type of reaction that you may get. You know, you don't know, like, what it may cause, or if it may, like, distance the relationship or help it or hinder it. But
that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to remain true to yourself.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
There you go. I'm glad we on the same page.
That's what I mean. At this point in life, I feel like both of us as best friends, we understand that it is important to stay true to ourselves.
Yeah, that is what made us more. I think that's one of the things that helped us to really have a better relationship.
Definitely.
I definitely think when we're talking about healthy relationships, we have to always extend that over to our friendships, to our like you said, our family members. And I think that me and you, we have really built this amazing friendship within the past couple years. Definitely. Even though we've been friends for a decade.
I know.
You know, I think that a lot of the things we've gone through in the midst of our friendship in the last couple years have caused us, like I wrote you a whole little post about it. But just to share with you guys, a lot of the things that we have gone through, like between having our baby.
Wow.
and just us experiencing each other in different ways. We went on a trip together, you know. I think all of those things had to happen for us to get to this point here where we really appreciate one another the way we do, the way we deserve to be appreciated, where we really see each other for who we are.
Yeah.
'Cause we've had those conversations with each other to say, you know, this is who I am.
Yeah.
You know, and we just have to really just make that healthy relationship standard and ideal, something that we extend to everywhere, because I honestly was scared. I was scared, you know, because we didn't have a healthy relationship with each other at a certain point.
I know.
And I was really scared that that's where it was going to be, and I didn't want that for us. Mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, like we care about each other a lot.
I think it was definitely because we've known each other for so long and we just had that one, you know, relationship. And at the end of the day, we've been in two different places for so long. And to know, get to know the person, and that's even with the relationship. After a while, people start to change and you have to start learning the person again.
All over again, yes.
Yeah, sometimes we'll have this idea of them in our head and that's not what it is. We're two different people now.
Yeah,
and
that was so definitely one of the things that I think that I felt. I don't know if you felt like that, but that was one of the things I felt was that this person does not see me anymore. And I know you love me and I know you don't intentionally mean to hurt my feelings or anything, but it's like that's what's happening. And I don't think this person knows who I am at this point in my life.
And honestly,
I don't like that.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. And honestly, it took a lot for me. And I, you know, to become a better friend, you know, I had to learn how to be able to create a safe space for you to come and talk to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And to just
I think
be a better
we both
friend,
had
period.
To do that though. We both had to do that for each other. We both had to learn what being a good friend to each other meant and what that looked like for each of us.
And to accept you for who you are. And you know, I was a pushy person. I was always very like I was like that growing up. And even in relationships, I'm always like just wanting to be there for people. I'm like, talk to me. What is it? Tell me what's going on. I want to know now. And honestly, it's like I had to allow you to come to me. Yeah. I can't keep pushing what I want, like for you to talk to me or something on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even do that in a relationship. I can't do that. You have to allow them to come and just feel comfortable with coming to talk to you. If they don't want to talk about something at the moment, they don't have to.
Look, speaking
and
of
I didn't
that,
understand that. I didn't
speaking
understand that.
Of that, I was listening to your old podcast. I told you earlier, I was listening to Loveless, okay? And at the beginning, I loved it because I was telling Shalay earlier, I'm like, I'm glad that you have really listened to some of the things that that I felt were important in our discussions and conversations we've had in our friendship. Because that was one of the things that I really had to get you to understand was that it's not about you when I don't want to talk. It's not that I don't want to tell you. It's not that I don't care about you. It's not that I don't value you as my friend. Mm-hmm. It's not about that at all. Like, I do love you. I do care everything. I do want to share. But what you said, you was like, you have to allow people to be comfortable with opening themselves up and sharing with you. You know, you have to let them get there for themselves. And that was one thing that I was glad to hear you saying from your own point of view and your own understanding and being able to apply that to another relationship that you were talking about. That was really nice to see. Like, I'm always so happy to see my friends learn anything, you know.
Yeah, I mean, at the
grow.
End of the day, yeah, I mean, we're not perfect, and I had to learn. I had to learn my weaknesses and what I needed to fix within myself, because sometimes that's another thing. Like, we can go around thinking we're just perfect.
Oh, Lord.
We are not.
Lord, I'm learning new stuff every day that I need to work on, and it's not in a negative way. Like, I think that's beautiful. I just put something up on Instagram recently, because the thing about us growing is that we're still alive. We're really living. If you're not growing, how do we know? Like, think about a flower. If a flower doesn't grow, is it alive? Is it doing anything? Like, do we consider it, you know, that it's gaining nutrients and moving on? No, like, it's dead.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, and as people, we have to keep growing and learning and changing. Like, don't listen to people that think you're crazy for changing. You know, you're supposed to evolve as time goes by. You're supposed to learn, you know. And I'm just proud of you because that's what I've seen you do. Like,
oh, thank you. Well, same with you, gosh darn. So it goes both ways. It ain't just me, it's you too. And like, you. And that's what helped us in our friendship and to create this healthy friendship that we have now.
Yeah.
And like I said, just giving each other the space that we need to feel comfortable to talk. And you've grown so much. Like, so just as I'm saying, like, y'all, like, I used to be pushy, trying to talk to you about everything. Like, because I learned how to step back and to allow her to come to me. She comes to me so much more now, y'all. I also
so on my side, while Shalea had to learn how to just let me be me and, you know, talk when I was willing, I also had to learn how to allow a friend to be there for me.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted that, but I didn't know how to do that at all. I was so used to being that friend that people went to, that those relationships where that wasn't my function, I didn't know how to be in them.
Yeah.
At all. And it's really, even just today, you know, I called Shalea to have a very vulnerable conversation with her, that I'm still learning to do those things, you know. Mm-hmm. That's still a process for me.
And not feeling judged.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Well, you know, thankfully I don't really have those friends that I feel like are judging me. I'm really thankful for that. I definitely will say I've had friendships where I think that we've been unintentionally like having conversations and in competition with each other, but not judgment though, not like that. It would just be more like, this is happening. Well, look, let me tell you what's happening in my life. It's even bigger. Like,
Oh my gosh. I don't like those. I've had those plenty of times too. And, you know, those friendships don't last. I'm sorry to say. They just don't. Or unless y'all grow and evolve through it, which I have with in some cases. You know, it grew, but it will come to a head at some point. Mm-hmm. I won't even lie to you. It will come to a head, and you're just like, okay, what is this? It takes a lot of energy.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's a lot to unlearn negative thought patterns and behaviors, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, for me, I gain understanding of people, and, you know, you just gotta move accordingly with your understanding. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's all you can do. You do what's best for you and your understanding without disrespecting or knocking anybody. Because, again, people doing the best that they can.
Like, yeah, that's so true.
So I do want to say the love languages, because that was on your, I know that was on your list. So I wanted
so
to kind of
like
tie that back in. Love languages is, first of all, I have a psych degree, for everybody that doesn't know that. So anything that has to do with emotional and mental health, I think is very important to me. And love languages, I think, help people to really have better mental health and have better relationships. Whether it's knowing your children's love language, which I think is vital, or knowing your friends, you know what I mean, or knowing your partners.
Yeah.
Okay, so knowing your, oh my God, like, that can be the biggest disconnect, is that it can be two people that love each other, seen it 1,000 times, been in it 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Where two people love each other, however, they're conveying that love in two separate ways, and it's not correlating for them because they love so differently and because they need different things than the other person. And they don't, because some, like, this is just becoming a conversation, love languages as a whole is just becoming a new conversation, they won't even understand what the disconnect is.
Yeah.
Like, that is I mean, that shows you how important it is, because it can make or break a relationship, it can make or break your joy, your peace, your happiness.
In my case, it actually happened. That was like the whole thing. And of course, it was communication as well, but the love language part was definitely, I felt so unfulfilled. And I, you know, I needed that. And I was wondering what it was. And then I start learning about this love language stuff. And I was like, hold up, what? Like, this is real? But it made sense. And they said that if, you know, the two people can't come to grips about what the other, even if you don't have the same love languages, just knowing what your partner needs and doing that for them. But if your partner is telling you what they need and you're not willing to provide it, that's not good. And that's what was happening in my case. So I was expressing, you know, after a while, I wanted to fix it. I wanted to work it out. And I was just like, listen, this is what I need. But they was headbutting me on it. They didn't want to give me what I needed.
Well, we already know now, rationally, what's the answer to that? If we was in that situation now.
It ain't gonna be no answer.
There ain't gonna be no situation, okay?
Cause no answer.
As soon as you're telling me that you don't value my needs once I express them, and you're not taking that into consideration.
Yeah.
Like, and I think sometimes what we do, as soon as we talked about this, when your feelings get involved in any situation, it gets more complicated, right? Because we're saying this as a point blank overall situation. We know if someone does not care enough to abide by or take into consideration our needs, they are not for us, right? That sounds rational, cool, got it. But as soon as our feelings get involved, it's like, oh, but it's complicated. It's not complicated, my love. Like, it's not. We really have to simplify these situations sometimes to respect our boundaries. Like,
that's very true.
It's I mean, honestly, and it hurts. It hurts.
It does.
It hurts so bad.
You said it hurts so bad. I know that's
so
right.
Bad, girl. It be hurting so bad. But it's like, what do you want? Do you want this transitory or short-lived happiness? Or do you want real peace and joy in your life? Like, which one sounds more appealing? You know what I mean?
That's very true.
We get caught up in what the instantaneous, you know, thing is, which is that transitory happiness. Like, oh, like this happens right here, right now. No, like, I deserve real peace. I deserve real joy. I deserve real love. Like, you know what I mean? We all do.
Like, for real. Like, there's nothing. Finally to the point where I'm like not settling, and you know, I'm being straightforward. And it took a lot to be straight, especially when you like somebody. You are scared to talk to them about the things that you really need to talk to them about, because you're scared you're gonna,
you're
like,
well, am I gonna lose them?
Yeah,
but we have to really sit and realize, because while this is everybody's thought processes, we really got to know and understand in our hearts, and I need to as well, like, so bad. If you are not supposed to be with this person, if you are not supposed to deal with this person, then that's what's going to happen. Yes. And it's okay.
It is okay. It's gonna hurt, but it's gonna be alright.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt. That's fine. So look, that's one thing I tell anybody, anytime I talk to anybody about something, I know I'm talking about some real stuff. I'm like, I'm not saying it's easy. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that you'll survive it.
You sure will.
Like, you'll be okay. You will go on to live another day, to date another man, woman, you know, whatever. And you'll be good.
That
but
is true.
It's hard to think like that again when those feelings get involved. It's just like, no, but and I'm number one culprit of knowing this and still being like,
listen,
no, but
you ain't the only one. But it takes time. But everybody ends up getting there when they need to get there. But this was amazing. This was an amazing conversation with you, Ife. You're definitely coming back. She's gonna come back, you guys. Like, you see how we were just flowing right there.
That was great.
Yeah, this is most of our conversations. Y'all so sad to not be in our, like, our
on our daily FaceTime
call. Yeah.
I cannot.
I'm pretty sure y'all would love to be flies on the walls for our conversations because they are lit. We grow every day. But we're wrapping this up. And thank you again, Ife, for joining.
Thank you for having me, Lay.
No problem. You'll be back. And we hope that y'all learned something from this. And we'll be talking to you soon. Y'all see us next. You'll see me next week. You might see her next week. You never know.
Look at her trying to get me on every week.
It was amazing. I loved it.
No, I did too. I definitely enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Lay.
No problem.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yes.
Follow me at Faye the Realist on Instagram.
Yes, ma'am. And again, follow me at Queen Shaleya if you haven't already. And we talk to y'all soon.
All right.
Bye.
Peace.